Amen. Okay, if you'd like to sit down again. This will appeal to those people who've got satellite televisions. You know when a program finishes and you can hit the red button afterwards to get more information about something. This is going to be a little bit like that. Okay, so you're going to get some extra stuff. One of those things, actually, particularly for those who are visitors here who might not realise that Maidenhead are moving their place of worship from next Sunday, so their services will be here. Great. Fantastic. Easy. So, basically, if you're used to going to St. Pyran's, now come to Desborough, and keep coming to Desborough for the while, because even if they join meetings, they'll be here too. So, excellent. And the rest of the church will really pray that this is a great place for the rest of the time when you meet together here. Okay, there's a couple other things we want to communicate. Is Colin? Where's Colin? Oh, there he's coming. There he is. A voice from afar. There he is. Hey, go on, keep running. Seriously, this isn't just extra information, but there's a couple of things we want to specifically communicate now because they're not notices or announcements, but they're actually significant works of God that are happening in the church. And they are things that we can certainly participate in as co-workers. So, Colin, Alpha.
Great, that's what we want, a bit of excitement, because Alpha is so exciting. I just thank God for that that church, Holy Trinity Brompton, Nicky Gumbel, because it's a wonderful tool, and it's continued to bearing fruit in our church. We just finished one in Marlow at Keith and Kaz Grafham's, which was great. They were wonderful hosts. More people touched. I had an email just last week from a guy saying his life's been really changed by attending the Alpha course. You know, this stuff, the gospel works. And Alpha is a wonderful opportunity to invite people to come into a relaxed environment, a friendly environment, a non-threatening environment. Isn't it, Peter? You run one in your own home. It's a great place to come to learn, to discuss the important issues of life. And so I stand up as I do this time of year and encourage you guys. If you have friends or families or colleague members or neighbours, anybody that might be interested, and let's face it, every single human being that lives on this planet is interested in the real big questions. Most of them don't find the time to discuss them. And so take a risk. Why not take a risk and invite someone on the next Alpha course? I'm going to try and start one in Marlow and one in Maidenhead. The Maidenhead one, we're joining together with the supper with the churches together in Maidenhead. That's Saturday the 24th of September. The Marlow's introductory supper will be the following week. There's invites for the Maidenhead one at the back now. The Marlow invites will be out next week with details. But please, in the meantime, please pray. Please take a risk. And you might change someone's life. You might change someone's destiny if you invite them on Alpha. So please do. Thank you.
Thanks, Colin. Please take that seriously and pray about that and about how you can be involved. Okay, we're now going to have a presentation from Helen and Pete. Helen. Hey, come on. And this is about Nourish. Helen, come and tell us all.
Hello. I'm Helen Davis, and I'm here to tell you about Nourish. Hey. And I do have several people who are going to come and join me at various points. Wave at me, people. And my team. So I'm not here on my own. Yeah, Nourish. Give a man a fish, and you feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish, and you feed him for life. You've probably all heard something like that. And Nourish is about giving you the tools to feed yourself on the Word of God. And not working. Oh, yes. Jesus said, man cannot live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And we need to be feeding on the Word of God. We don't want to be starving, muzzy-headed, weak Christians. We want to be strong Christians. And that word that Jesus uses is a word that means a word that's relevant to us now. So although we've got the whole Logos, we've got the Bible, and it's wonderful, the whole expression of God's word. We need to get into it. We need to connect with it in order to get that relevant word that really feeds us. So we need to get into the book. and we need to connect with God. And so it's about 12 workshops. We could do them mixed or single sex, daytime, evening. We just fit them around the people that we've got that the Holy Spirit sends to us, and we have a lot of fun. We receive the revelation. We teach you how to record what you discover. And really, we just give you the tools so that then you can decide what to study. The Holy Spirit can lead you anywhere in the Word, and you can, you'll have the tools to be able to investigate whatever you like. And it is for everybody. So if those people that I've primed would like to come up, Kerry and Phil and Heather, yeah. Yeah, sometimes you think, oh, well, I hated school and I wasn't really the studying type and so this might not be for me. Or, you know, I'm busy, or, well, I'm a new Christian, or I've been a Christian for ages, or all these reasons that people have. But so I've got these people here to convince you. They don't, do they? They're not with them. Come on.
Thank you. My name's Heather Davis. no relation, no. And I obviously all my life, I've been a dyslexic, very badly so. And reading for me was extremely difficult, and at school I was a total failure, any academics whatsoever, so it was just like, English and me didn't really get on. However, when I became a Christian, I was absolutely adamant that because of that, God would show me a way of getting into the Word and reading the Bible and understanding His life through the Word by a different means than actually me having to read it, because I couldn't. And so I, for many years, sort of let dust settle on my Bible and think, yeah, it's all right, God's going to show me another way. And I thought, I'll get tapes, and I used to get tapes of the Bible and things like that. But it didn't really help, it didn't really speak to me, and I did feel that there was a whole chunk of my life missing. I thought, well, how am I ever going to get past this stage? Until I met Helen, and she and a couple of other ladies said, well, why don't you try this? And I thought, yeah, but I've actually got to read the Bible then. She went, yeah, that's right, you do. But I did, and the way Nourish has done, it was amazing. It opened up for me. The Holy Spirit read for me and showed me what I could learn, and my relationship with God has just blossomed, and well, it's gone from a place that I just thought it could never go to. So it was amazing, and it still is. I still read very well now in the Bible. I don't read other things that brilliantly, but never mind. But the Bible is fantastic. It's my best friend, and I wouldn't live without it now.
Hi, I'm Kerry Davis, and I'm not related to either of them. I was thinking about this last night, and I would find it impossible to explain to you how much this has done for my walk with God. I've been a Christian a lot of years, and hungering for more of God, wanting there to be more than the sort of the Sunday bit of Bible reading during the week thing, wanting God's presence, wanting to know God. And Heather and Rachel Smith came along to the group that I led on the Thursday girls, and they showed us how to do this. And the Holy Spirit has used this as a tool to deepen my relationship with God in a way that I never thought was possible. The Bible is something that feeds me, that sustains me. There are such deep treasures in it that I never knew were there. And I can't recommend this more highly to you. You know, if you want to move on in your relationship with God, if you want to find God in a really deep, meaningful way, no matter how long you've been a Christian, please just give this a bash. It is, the Holy Spirit really uses it. And that was me, who'd been a Christian a while, but I have a friend who became a Christian just 3 or 4 months ago. And I thought, hey, this is a bit deep for her. But I thought, okay, well, let's give it a bash. You know, I wish I'd known this 20 odd years ago when I became a Christian. It would have fed me from the start, and my relationship with God would have been really, truly deep, right from the very start. So I showed it to her, and through one of the groups that we have going in Cookham, and she has loved it. And so right from the very start of her relationship with God, she's learning how to properly feed on the Word of God, feed her spirit, nourish herself. So God isn't just about church on Sundays and the stuff that we do. It truly is about spirit-to-spirit relationship with Him.
Thank you, Kerry.
Hi, I'm Phil Davies. No, I'm not. I'm Phil Simcock. I'm from over at the Journey. And a group of us have been doing Nourish with Helen over what seems an eternity, doesn't it? Getting dates has been hard. But in a good eternity sense. So, actually, I'm probably a few reasons why Helen's asked me. Partly, I'm a guy. And me and Tom have both done Nourish, and Tom even now has a little box. And what you do when you get Nourish, we were talking about this last night, and he doesn't quite know where the box is at the moment, but he has got a box. So there you go. For guys, that might be handy. You get a little box, and so that's something. It makes you feel like you're achieving something. But no, I can wholeheartedly recommend Nourish. It was. Actually, Tracy tried to get me to get a makeup box, but I bailed out and managed to find something in Ryan's stationery. Yeah, there you go, little plug. So you get a box. But Nourish, more than a box, it's something about actually, I really love it because it's something about giving you a tool. It's not just about drip feeding you and bit by bit like that, but actually puts the tools into your hands. I like the little slogan, feed yourself for life, so actually you can do it for yourself. And it's been really good for me. I found it hard. Because it's required concentration in evenings when I'm quite tired sometimes, but actually it's really brought the Bible to life for me. And I've, particularly in a personal way, it's really helped me personally with my own life, but also actually in helping others as well, in getting alongside people and understanding a bit more what the Bible is saying and bringing it to life a bit more. And then also, I also work for a charity called Fusion, which basically resources churches with students. And I'm kind of at the moment just kind of buzzing a bit with the idea, because we've got a whole load of student generation students who are pretty rubbish with their Bible, and we need to find ways and tools of equipping them. So I've got a bit of a mission. I'm going to see what we can do with Nourish as a tool, as a resource across the country to get it out to churches who are working with students in a way, because at the moment it's a real struggle, especially in the Journey. We're wanting to kind of duplicate it and see students there kind of really get to grips with the Bible, have tools in their hands to go for it themselves. And also it makes it easier, doesn't it? Because if people know what they're doing, then you don't have to spend as much time with them. They can get on with it. So there you go.
There you go. Thanks. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, Phil. Sound vision. If Heather and Mavis and Elaine, who's over there somewhere, would like to come up. We've got we want it to grow pretty organically. The vision is that it will just spread from group to group and person to person, but we do need to have a central resource, a central reference point, if you like. We're busy at the moment getting organised with the website. Thank you, Bruce. And we've got a team. And this team of ladies, we've been working hard for a long time, really. Anyway, I'll just let them introduce themselves.
Hi, if you don't know me, my name's Mavis Rackshaw, and Helen and I and Heather and Elaine, we've been going at this for about 6 years and seen loads of fruit. And just one thing I was reading this morning, and it wasn't from the Bible, it was from a book, okay? But it was half a verse that Paul said, and I noted that the point was, Paul said, until he couldn't do certain things in his ministry, he had to learn. He said, until Christ is revealed in me. And the thing was, in me, not revealed to me. And I thought, yes, Christ is really in me. And that's what News has done for me a lot. That's what Nourish is doing for me now.
Well, you already know me. As I said, my name's Heather Davis. However, there's also my husband, Jonathan Davis, over there. Wait, lovely shirt today. Jonathan and I are going to be starting, as soon as we get enough names sort of down to do it, a mixed group for Nourish. So if there's anybody out there that fancies doing it, we're in the Maidenhead area, and you'd like to be in a mixed group rather than a single-sex group, come and speak to us. That'd be lovely. Just one little thing we want to say. In fact, it was Pete Davis, Helen's husband, that said this a little while ago, which I rather picked up on. We were hoping to have sort of like a little chicken costume here, but we didn't quite have time for that. Oxfam, I think it is, does that wonderful advert that if you add, they'll multiply, i.e.
you know, the chicken and egg situation, rather than just give me egg, have a chicken, multiply. Well, we wanted everyone here to know that we feel that's sort of what Nourish is about. Rather than being fed like a battery chicken constantly, you're just always fed. You're fed from the front, it's sort of drip-fed to you, but you don't actually manage to go anywhere with it. You are stuck in your little cage, and that is all you're given, and you don't actually manage to pick it up for yourself. We want you all to be free-range Christians, and we want you out there feeding yourself, picking it up, and then passing it on to everybody else. So that's what it's going to be like, we hope.
Hi, I'm Elaine. I'm part of the Cookham group of girls and people that do Nourish, and I've been doing it for about 6 years, thanks to Mavis, who came to Cookham congregation when it was in existence and said this is what she did. And the fact that it's the Holy Spirit that actually teaches you how to get into the Word was the key for me, because I couldn't get into academic books. I wasn't a theologian, and I didn't see myself as hugely academic. But when somebody says that the Holy Spirit, actually, one of his names is that he is your teacher, and he will open the Word to you, that was what was the key for me, because I could sit down with the Holy Spirit and say, okay, you teach me. And it's just opened up the Word of God in a completely new, revolutionary way for me. One thing I'd just like to add is just to clarify for those people who have never come across Nourish before, is when we talk about a box, it's not a sports box. It's people over there were thinking, what on earth are they talking about? Actually, what Nourish actually does is helps you to record the things that the Holy Spirit says to you, and you need to put it down on a card or a piece of paper, and the box is a storage mechanism that you have to have. So just to clarify that. But please join us. Please think seriously and pray, and if the Holy Spirit's just whispered something in your ear, then do something about it, because he actually wants to lead you into new green pastures.
Yeah, there's lots of handouts around with my number on and my email, or chat to any of these ladies or contact any of these people. And we're hoping to start some new groups soon. As I say, we can fit the groups normally around the people that need them, evening, daytime, whatever. So I hope that we're going to hear from lots of you. Thanks.
Okay, Chris is going to come and speak to us this morning, which is fantastic. When Chris arrived this morning, he said to me, I've got at least three talks worth of material this morning, but he did promise to only do about two of them, okay, because, you know, as a special favour. But an important point, actually, and as we are chatting and praying, I think there is a lot on Chris's heart at the minute, because there's a lot going on, and there's a very full story that's been written in the River Church by all of you, by all of us, and of course for Chris, who is responsible for leading the leadership team. The church, that's very important, because it means that he works especially hard catching what the Holy Spirit is saying and what to do with all this stuff and to lead us forward. And sometimes it's very easy to not quite appreciate what we've got. But I really want to say this morning for us to really listen to Chris, because his words carry authority, because he does seek Jesus. And seeks to honour God, and really seeks to lead us to build the kingdom in the way that really reflects the fullness of God. And that's a tremendous thing. So, Chris.
Well, fantastic, and good morning.